Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
Here's a topic for discussion groups if ever I've seen one. A report that came out of England from Home Office Statistical Bulletins and the British Crime Survey said that about 2 in 5 of all victims of domestic violence are men, contradicting the widespread impression that it is almost always women who are left battered and bruised. Still, it's worth noting that 3 out of 5 are still women, but 2 out of 5 are men. A study by the men's rights campaign group Parity said men assaulted by their partners are often ignored by police, see their attacker go free, and have far fewer refuges to flee to than women. One blogger wrote, "The problem is that domestic violence against men is portrayed by the media as amusing. If a man on a TV program hits a woman, this is portrayed as domestic violence and is unacceptable whatever the circumstances, and rightly so. If a woman hits a man, it is usually portrayed as him having deserved it. If equality is to mean anything, then the same rules must apply." There are other blogs as well in response to the report that was released. In the fight worldwide to reduce abusive behaviour, Amnesty International make it very clear that they are concerned for both men and women. So, in the light of all this, we bring to the table a book from Dr. Townsend and Dr. Cloud called Safe People. It's been around for a while, but it's amazing how many people don't know about it. The back cover reads, "If you've ever been in a relationship where you were used, abused, or abandoned, then Safe People is for you." Dr. Cloud and Townsend share expert insights that help us correct things within us that jeopardize our relational security. As with their bestseller, Boundaries, Safe People is also set out logically, step by step. The personal examples each of the doctors generously share throughout the book are priceless. There are 3 sections to the book: Unsafe People, the definition, Do I attract unsafe people, and Safe People, each with their own chapters working through each concept. It exposes 20 traits of unsafe people, helps us recognize what makes people untrustworthy, how to avoid unhealthy relationships, how to form positive relationships, and become a safe person ourselves, because sometimes we attract unsafe people by our own behavior and habits. Discovering this alone can be the aha experience some of us need. Everyone's had relational problems, and this book really shines the light on our harmful habits that perpetuate the cycle of abusive relationships, and the harmful habits others bring to the table, and that abuse can come in the form of mental, physical, or verbal. And the brilliant thing about Safe People is it equips you with tools on how to change. Very, very powerful indeed. Safe People by Dr. Townsend and Dr. Cloud. It's worthy of taking prime position on our bookshelves after we've read it about 10 times. I'm Aaron Wright.